Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. You know, folks, as you know, when the election was being contested, when the campaign was going on, toward the end of the cycle, just before the election, I gave you my analysis in writing and on the show about the two candidates, Hillary and Donald, Mr. Trump and Mrs. Clinton, and I've just commented on the things as I've always done since 2000, since the first presidential campaign I covered on my show, the year 2000. I made my analysis based 100% on what would be good for small business. Not my own politics, not my own ideology, not whether I liked this one or that one more for whatever reason, but 100% based on three or four or maybe five key things that you, small business owners, told me were important to you. And then I made my analysis based on what I thought each candidate would do. And so in the case of the 2016 election, I concluded that Donald Trump would be better for those four or five things. I think I had four things that small business owners were the most concerned about: health care expenses, the Obamacare nightmare was hurting us, regulation reform is hurting us. And to get into a point where it cannot be denied anymore, and tax issues was the other. We need tax reform. We need lower taxes, and then of course we just need more sales. We need the economy to grow. Those four things. And I said that I believed that Donald Trump would be better for small businesses for those things, mainly because he made a payroll. He's paid a lot of taxes. He's dealt with the government in his grill. And things like that. So that's what I said. And so a lot of that's come to pass, hasn't it? President Trump hates Obamacare as much as I do. Perhaps you do. Most small business owners hate Obamacare, and he's trying to get rid of it. The economy still hasn't taken off. Not on Main Street. It's still not rocking and rolling. Not on Main Street. I hate to report, but for first quarter 2017. Was only a half a point of growth. That's not enough. That's moribund. That's back to, that's like Obama era economy. The regulations, I love what he's saying about regulations. If you're going to add a new regulation, you got to get rid of two. Of course, you know what I want him to do? I want him to sunset every regulation every 5 years. After 5 years, it's got to come up before review, and if it's not completely approved, it goes away. Sunset those puppies. But I'll take the 2-for-1 for now. So that was a good payday for our vote, because I do believe small business owners helped Donald Trump get elected. I don't think there's any question about that. And there's about 100 million small business people are connected directly to a small business in America. About 100 million by my count. And I do believe we helped get Donald Trump elected. So the fourth thing, there was the taxes. And that's in the news today. That's what I want to talk about, is the taxes. So as you know, the top personal rates for Americans is pretty high. It's like 39%, and there's a surcharge too if you make above a certain amount. And for small businesses who are pass-through entities, who have pass-through entities like sub-S corporations and LLCs. I have a sub-S corporation. So whatever profit my company makes, it passes through, and I pay that tax, and you do too, at the personal level, the personal rate. So if in the process of tax reform, they lower corporate rates below personal rates, it'll hurt small business owners if they don't fix that and make the company's income that passes through be taxed at the rate of the new corporate rate. So if they didn't do that, then I would be at a disadvantage to a big company. So would you be, and we'd have to start thinking about maybe we convert to C corps because we're paying more taxes than we should. Well, I think what you're going to hear today is what, if you haven't already heard about it, President Trump is planning on his bottom rate for corporations is 15%, or his rate for corporations, he's trying to get it to 15%. And if you're a pass-through entity like you and I, most of us are, your rate on your company income will be whatever that rate is. Now, whatever you earned as a salary, whatever your other income, your personal income, it'll be at whatever your appropriate scale personal rate is. And they're talking about reforming that too. But the good news, I'm hoping they're going to get this done, is that when they drop the corporate rate, whatever you file in your September 15th corporate, see S-Corp, for example, your S-Corp return is September 15th, whatever that profit is, when it moves over to your personal account, it moves over at that lower corporate rate. That is going to be a great day for small business when that happens. And we all should congratulate our government if they make that happen. Got to go for this. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.